everybody. This is your entertainment team speaking. My name is Michelle.
Man hat von hier oben schon echt einen guten Blick. Man sieht fast bis ganz nach hinten. Das ist genau, was ich gebraucht habe. Die kümmern sich echt um alles. Manchmal schon fast ein bisschen zu viel. Ich war vorhin nur kurz an der Bar und direkt war mein Handtuch weg und ausgetauscht.
Schon irgendwie verschwenderisch.
Ist schon verrückt, wie groß das Ding eigentlich ist.
Wenigstens hat man hier mal seine Ruhe. Siehst du die Frau da unten am Pool?
Die mit dem gelben Schal?
Ja, genau. Ich habe die unten in der Lobby in Neapel gehört. Die meinte zu allen, Watch your bags when you go into the city. There are way too many pickpockets here. Wahrscheinlich war die selbst noch nicht mal in Italien. Also, außer vom Schiff darauf runterzugucken.
Das ist so typisch amerikanisch. Einmal Langstreckenflug nach Europa und dann nicht von Bord gehen, weil sie Angst vor den Locals haben.
Attention crew. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Hm? Response team to proceed immediately. I repeat. Response team to proceed immediately.
Was war das denn gerade?
Keine Ahnung. Hast du hier WLAN?
Warte. Okay, hier steht. Bravo, bravo, bravo ist wohl der Code für Feuer an Bord.
Bitte, was?
Ja, aber anscheinend sagen die das extra so, damit die Gäste nicht direkt Panik kriegen.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are currently attending to a minor technical matter on board. There is no cause for concern. Our crew is fully engaged in handling the situation. We kindly ask you to continue your activities as usual. We will keep you informed.
Ich google jetzt mal. Wie häufig gibt es Brände auf Kreuzfahrtschiffen? Okay, hier steht, Brände sind sehr selten. Die meisten Vorfälle entstehen durch kleinere technische Defekte.
Na immerhin.
Warte. Brände gehören trotzdem zu den gefährlichsten Situationen an Bord.
Klar, wenn die sowas schon geheim halten müssen.
Feuer kann sich durch die vielen Gänge und Schächte extrem schnell ausbreiten.
Das Schiff ist halt basically ein schwimmendes Hotel.
Auf hoher See stehen nur begrenzte Mittel zur Brandbekämpfung zur Verfügung. Oh wow, warte. Anscheinend werden bei Evakuierungen teilweise sogar Köche und Servicepersonal eingesetzt.
Echt?
Ja, weil die Brandbekämpfung an Bord halt von der Crew selbst gemacht werden muss.
Ach du Scheiße.
Und hier, wird zu viel Wasser zum Löschen verwendet, kann das Schiff Schlagseite bekommen.
Okay, nee. Das sollte man eigentlich echt nicht googeln.
This is an important safety announcement. We kindly ask you to reduce your power usage for the next hour. This is a temporary measure.
Strom sparen?
Thank you for your understanding.
Dies ist eine wichtige Sicherheitsdurchsage. Wir bitten Sie, den Strom.
Okay, das klingt irgendwie nicht mehr nach kleiner technischer Störung.
Wir bitten um Ihr Verständnis.
Google mal, was passiert bei einem Stromausfall auf einem Kreuzfahrtschiff?
Okay, hier steht, bei einem Blackout springen automatisch die Notstromgeneratoren an. Klimaanlagen, Licht und teilweise die Toiletten fallen trotzdem aus.
Nee, stopp. Die Toiletten?
Stell dir vor, hier sitzen einfach 3000 Leute ohne funktionierende Toiletten. Das ist wirklich mein persönlicher Albtraum. Oh wow. Anscheinend kann das Schiff im schlimmsten Fall sogar manövrierunfähig werden.
Okay, aber sowas passiert doch safe nur bei richtig schlimmen Fällen.
Ja, richtig problematisch wird's wohl erst bei Sturm oder so. Aber wir haben ja gerade traumhaftes Wetter, also wird schon passen. Hier steht noch irgendwas von Poop Cruise.
Igitt. Ich will eigentlich gar nicht wissen, warum das Poop Cruise heißt.
Hier steht, das war die Carnival Triumph 2013.
Ah nee, ich erinnere mich. Das war doch damals überall in den Nachrichten.
Ja, ja, komplett. Stromausfall, Klimaanlagen weg, Toiletten auch. Die Leute wurden wohl irgendwann aufgefordert, in rote Tüten zu... Du weißt schon.
Oh Gott. This is your guest services team speaking. My name is Lynn. Some of you may have experienced minor inconveniences, and we appreciate your patience. Our crew is continuing to work on the situation to make sure everything returns to normal as soon as possible. In the meantime, we're happy to invite you to a special seafood buffet on Deck 10 this afternoon. And later tonight, we'll also be offering a Mexican buffet during midnight service. We hope you enjoy it.
Oh, Special Buffet klingt ehrlich gesagt schon gut.
Seit ich Triangle of Sadness gesehen habe, habe ich bei Meeresfrüchten auf Schiffen irgendwie kein gutes Gefühl mehr.
Ach komm.
Vor allem nicht, wenn die Kühlung davor Probleme hatte.
Ich schaue mir das trotzdem mal an, bevor später noch alles weg ist.
This is your entertainment team speaking. My name is Michelle. It's such a beautiful afternoon here on deck, no? If you feel like a little movement, come join us by the pool.
Hi there.
We'll begin our aerobic
hello again.
Session in
hello.
Just a few minutes.
By the way, that's my grandparents over there, Julianne and Joe.
Good day.
Lovely to meet you.
Hello there.
Hello.
Did you guys get off in Naples?
Nah, we stayed on board this time.
Oh, really? We only had a few hours, but we managed to see Santa Chiara and grab a gelato.
Honestly, I kind of prefer staying on board. You save on the extra costs. It's just easier, especially in places you've never been before. And, well, you don't have to think about pickpockets and all that.
Going ashore is still the best part for us. Otherwise, you may as well stay in Britain.
We've done quite a few cruises. At some point, the ports all kind of blur together. I mean, once we are this far away from the States, it already feels like vacation.
Attention crew. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Response team to proceed immediately. I repeat, response team to proceed immediately.
Did you hear that just now? I think they said something like, bravo. Do you know what that means?
No, I wasn't really paying attention. There's always so much noise out here. Why does every pool deck sound like spring break now?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are currently attending to a minor technical matter on board. There is no cause for concern. Our crew is fully engaged in handling the situation. We kindly ask you to continue your activities as usual. We will keep you informed.
Wonder what that was about.
I'll go grab my sunglasses from the cabin. Anybody need anything?
Yeah, can you bring my sunscreen? The sensitive one.
I'm actually starting to get a bit hungry. Excuse me, do you have anything vegetarian?
Yes, one moment, I check for you.
Thanks, that'd be great.
No meat today?
I've been trying to eat a bit less of it lately.
On a cruise?
I don't know. You just start noticing how much of it there is everywhere, and somebody has to produce all that.
Yeah, but that's not really what people come on cruises for, is it?
Grandma, I'm just saying maybe we don't need meat three times a day.
We have vegetable curry, grilled vegetables, and pasta without meat. Also, kitchen preparing special seafood buffet shortly, if you prefer waiting.
We could just wait for that. I mean, at least on a ship, you sort of know where it came from.
This is an important safety announcement. We kindly ask you to reduce your power usage for the next hour. This is a temporary measure. Thank you for your understanding.
What? Did you hear that?
What does reduce power even mean?
Okay, now it's starting to feel a little weird.
You look stressed. Is everything okay?
It's unbearably warm downstairs. Feels like the air's not moving at all.
Wait, it's still not fixed?
No. I opened the balcony door, but it doesn't really help.
And we paid for premium class.
Might end up with some compensation at least.
Compensation? But for what?
They're not really saying much.
Excuse me, could you tell us if there are any issues at the moment?
No need to worry, ma'am. System should stabilise soon.
Well, it doesn't exactly feel stable downstairs.
We are aware of the situation and currently working on it.
Someone already mentioned compensation.
Yes, arrangements are already being made. In the meantime, can I bring you something cold to drink?
A gin and tonic would be lovely.
Make that two.
I'm all right, thanks.
And could we get two iced teas for us?
Of course. I'll be right back.
Grandpa, it's probably chaos behind the scenes right now.
Honey, that's hardly our fault.
This is your guest services team speaking. My name is Lynn. Some of you may have experienced minor inconveniences, and we appreciate your patience. Our crew is continuing to work on the situation to make sure everything returns to normal as soon as possible. In the meantime, we're happy to invite you to a special seafood buffet on Deck 10 this afternoon. And later tonight, we'll also be offering a Mexican buffet during midnight service. We hope you enjoy.
I suppose seafood is cheaper than refunds.
Do you think that's already the compensation?
It's kind of weird though, isn't it? Like, something's clearly going wrong and they're solving it with snacks.
Well, that's how they keep people happy.
I mean, free buffet doesn't hurt.
Honestly, as long as the ship keeps moving, I'm fine.
Doing great, thanks. How about you?
Very well, thank you. What can I get for you? Virgin mojito, maybe? Or perhaps a tropical fruit mix with gin?
Tempting. Bit early for that, though. Think I'll stick with coffee.
Of course, sir. Coming right up.
Thanks. Busy morning?
Always a little busy. Mornings are usually quiet for guests. But for the crew, there is already much work to do.
I guess the whole ship's already awake by now.
Yes, many things start early.
It must be a strange way to live, being out at sea all the time.
You get used to it.
Still, always moving, always somewhere else. Doesn't sound too bad.
We're on board most of the time. But sometimes, we get a little time to go out, yes.
That's good coffee.
Attention crew. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Response team to proceed immediately. I repeat, response team to proceed immediately.
That sounded kind of serious. Everything okay?
Everything is under control, sir. Just a routine procedure being handled by the crew.
Morning. One espresso, please.
Of course.
Guess I'm not the only one going for coffee.
Ma, apparently not.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are currently attending to a minor technical matter on board. There is no cause for concern. Our crew is fully engaged in handling the situation. We kindly ask you to continue your activities as usual. We will keep you...
Well, that doesn't exactly tell us much.
No. Very elegant way of saying nothing.
Yeah, guess that's one way to keep people calm.
Or distracted. Grazie. That is actually very good.
Thank you, ma'am.
You make proper espresso on a cruise ship. I'm impressed.
I worked in a cafe in Cebu before joining ships.
Ah, a lot of crew comes from the Philippines, right?
Yes, but many crew also come from India and South America, and from Europe as well.
Mm-hmm. And for how long are you on board?
My contract is 8 months.
8 months straight, without going home?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's a lot.
Excuse me, I'm needed at the other station. Please, enjoy your drinks.
Oh, sure, thanks.
Grazie.
Sorry, we're having this whole conversation and I didn't even introduce myself. I'm Dave, by the way.
Alessia.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
So, where are you from?
Naples.
Seriously?
Kindly ask you to reduce your power usage for the next hour.
Oh.
This is a temporary measure.
Reduce power?
Thank you for your understanding.
That's not exactly reassuring.
Not really.
So Naples, that's wild. You're basically cruising through your own backyard.
More or less.
So why do it?
Allora, a friend of mine works on board. She got me a very good discount.
Ah, okay, that explains a lot.
Also, I was very interested.
Interested in what? In cruises?
Not exactly. I wanted to know more about life on board. And I wanted to understand why people come all the way to Italy and then spend their vacation on a ship. For me, this was always a little strange. You know, from the city, these big ships feel very different.
How so?
Ma, in Naples, people are not always happy when they arrive.
Hmm, really?
Sì, certo. You cannot really blame them. Naples is beautiful, but suddenly everything changes. The streets fill up, traffic becomes impossible. And many people, they spend almost no money in the city.
Huh.
They walk around for a few hours, buy maybe a coffee, maybe a magnet, and then they go back on board.
Hmm, never really thought about it like that.
Most people do not.
So why allow it?
Some people make very good money from it, like the port, transport, or some shops.
This is your guest service.
I see.
My name is Lynn. Some of you may have experienced minor inconveniences. And we appreciate your patience.
This is starting to feel a little strange.
You mean the announcements?
Make sure everything returns to normal as soon as possible. In the meantime, we're happy to invite you to a special seafood buffet on deck 10.
Special seafood buffet? That's a new strategy.
The crew just pretend nothing happened.
Isn't that kind of their job?
Or maybe things like this happen more often than guests realize.
Great. Now I'm going to be looking for problems everywhere.
My friend told me there is a whole corridor system below us. The crew can move through almost the entire ship without crossing paths with passengers.
Huh. But honestly, that makes sense.
Sí.
You're different, but in a good way.
Why?
You get on a ship and start investigating how the whole thing works.
Maybe. I should go. I want to find my friend. Maybe she knows what is going on.
It was really nice meeting you, Alessia. I hope I see you again.
Ciao, Dave. It was really nice meeting you, too.
Morning.
Rough night?
Yeah, I'm okay. Got a couple of hours sleep at least.
All right. Today we swap valve on cooling loop B. It is part of that new hybrid system they installed last year.
Copy that.
Part only came in yesterday.
After what? 3 months?
More like four. Rerouted 2 times already. Started from Busan, then Rotterdam, Hamburg. Finally came on board in Naples.
All right, enough talking. Let's do this.
I haven't worked on that hybrid system much.
Looks similar to the old system, but pressure behaves different under load. Just keep watching the numbers.
Okay, if everyone's clear on the process, we start.
Bridge to engine control. Confirm timeline.
Engine control to engine room. Bridge is asking for a time. You're 10 minutes behind already.
Here's junior engineer speaking. We had to stop twice. Need 5 more minutes. Still slow on pressure.
Here's senior engineer speaking. Test cycle running. Pressure looks stable now.
Then log it and sign. Alarm in engine section 3. Can someone check what's going on?
Junior engineer here. I'm looking at the valve. It's not fully locked. There is a leak.
Shut it down. Now. That section can't take the temperature.
It's not responding.
Warning. Fire detected in engine compartment. Crew response required. Warning. Fire
detected. Seal the compartment. Now. I get the response team down here immediately. Attention crew. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Response team to proceed immediately. I repeat, response team to proceed immediately.
Can someone explain what's going on down there?
Bridge, engine control here. Junior engineer's with me now. He says the leak started at the connection. Pressure forced hot oil through.
It was spraying out under pressure. It hit the casing and caught fire.
Fire response to engine control. Fire is reducing.
Temperature coming down now. Looks under control. Copy.
Okay, good work. Keep monitoring. I'll tell the guests.
Engine control to engine room.
Second engineer here. What now?
Kitchen is reporting cooling failure.
Of course.
Check power distribution immediately.
One of the main lines is down. Looks like it burned through during the fire. If that's confirmed, we'll have to replace the damaged section.
Copy.
Guest service, Lynn speaking to engine control. We're getting complaints from upper decks. Air conditioning is out in several cabins.
We've got some power instability at the moment. Cooling and ventilation are affected in some sections. Copy.
Which cabins? Depending on the section, we may need to prepare compensation.
Forward premium section. Should I inform bridge?
No, leave that with me. I am in contact with the captain. This is guest service again. We need additional crew up here.
Most crew already off shift. Copy.
Captain here. Call them back in. Put everybody available on support. Copy.
Understood.
Kitchen again to engine control. Cold storage temperature is rising. How long until cooling comes back?
Depends on replacement line. Hold for now. Engine control to engine room. How long until cooling returns?
We're running reserve cables now.
Estimated time?
1, maybe 2 hours.
Copy. Engine control to kitchen. Count on around 2 hours.
Seafood won't last that long.
Hold for now. Engine control to guest services. Kitchen confirms seafood has to be served immediately. Lynn, can you prepare guest announcement?
Understood. We'll announce special seafood buffet.
Engine control to kitchen. Guest services will announce special buffet. Get seafood ready for serving. Bridge, engine control here. Cooling back in some sections.
Good. Prioritize passenger sections.
Bridge, weather update just came in.
What are we looking at?
Wind speeds picking up overnight. I recommend preparing pool areas for higher wind conditions.
Keep monitoring. No reason to concern passengers yet.
Understood.